Good morning, a break of a rose. Good morning. Today is Monday, April 15 of 2024. Great week. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets, the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world, baby. That's it. Let's go. And by the way, you can email me at roguelaw888 at, actually, no, never mind, ubrogue@gmail.com. ubrogue@gmail.com. That's the whole email. UbRogue@gmail.com, and you can follow me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue, YouTube at Unbreakable Rogue, TikTok at The Real Estate Roberto, and let's just get to it. Today we're going to talk about complexity. So it's Monday, so we're going to talk about complexity, and you're like, oh, complex, but in a way that. What, and it sounds like a little bit of a maybe politically incorrect. But we're going to make the complexity simple, right? In a way that we need to challenge ourselves for complex things. Why? Because the more complex, the better the outcome, right? Like I see, you know, we're starting training little by little. Me and the wife, I don't think she's going to do the 100 mile. I'm going to do the 100 mile. It's little by little. You know, I'm in the planning stages, right? So it is a complex task, but I'm going to keep it simple. But I got a plan. I got to strategize. I got to bring a team together, right? But at the same time, it is going to be fun. But complexity means that most individuals, when they hear the word complex, it's like, oh, it's going to be hard. Automatically, your body triggers like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. Oh, my God, it's just going to be annoying, right? And that's why individuals, they go through the easy route. And one of the things that you see on the media these days, all these tiny houses, you know, they're trying to simplify the way whatever the world wants you to do, they want you to think small. You know, there's hidden messages in the media you listen and oh no, it's okay to, you know, these tiny houses and all this. Who wants to live in a shoebox, right? I'm telling you, we are, and I was just like, well, you know, if they want to give you like 3 months in a small little house with no people, they want you to be insulated, like in a way that. They want you to be more complex the situation as it is. So that's why it's like me, you know, me and my wife, we're debating and says, honey, you know what? We're going to do this thing. I'm going to get me a big house. You know, it doesn't matter. Because we're making our brains, it is as a complex, our understanding, our brain, it is simple to think. Even they say that the subconscious mind doesn't understand the word winning or losing. The subconscious mind understands whatever you put in your mouth and speak out loud. You know, I called my wife a little bit about talking, you know, small. I said, honey, our voices have to be always speak abundance. Always think about peace. Always think about high positive energy, like a magnetism, right? This week, and I watch a lot of documentaries, and I watch a big documentary about Tesla, Nikola Tesla. About that dude, pretty much. I mean, the nature was already there, right? He was smart enough to acknowledge that there's a lot of things around him. I mean, he understood. The power that we're going to be communicating quite a few in a few years with a device that you put in your pocket and you can communicate like thousands and thousands of miles away, right? So he died broke, he died poor. The mistake of Nikola Tesla is he didn't know how to sell himself, how to sell his inventions, because he didn't have. I mean, he had the intelligence, but he just didn't know how to sell. And he trusted to you know, J.P. Morgan, which was a banker, right? J.P. Morgan, Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison didn't invent nothing. He used Nikola Tesla to, and he was, they were great, that was the importance of building a successful and massive team. That's why companies like Amazon, companies like Walmart, companies like, I mean, like Home Depot, they are massive because they gathered the massive and the most, the smartest people in the world. That's how they amount this, the big wealth, right? But we as individuals, we want to be what? Small. We want to be more complex than the bloody matter it is. It's true. Everything, we want to complicate everything. You know, me talking about a little bit about Nikola, but that's true. We got our bodies, and even inside of our body, the cells has actually magnetism, positive magnetism, right? So why we complicate everything? So this week, try to uncomplicate. You know, try to get a task complicated for other people. But when you say complexity, automatically it depends how you channel into your brain. Like as soon as you say complexity, everybody say, "I'm going to solve it. I'm going to solve this complex matter, and I'm going to figure out a way. How can I get my life in a position of power, in a position of abundance, in a position of great platform for my business?" Because you constantly need to that energy that has to be flow. Like practicing the morning, the ability of, I don't even turn a device, everything is shut off, and I just pray, I meditate, I get up, I listen to, I visualize. Even the day before, I wrote my things that I'm going to do today. I wrote it the night before. That's why I recommend get a notebook. Jim Rohn always recommend go to the dollar store and buy tons of books. But you want to be more efficient and more creative, get a hardcover book. You can get them pretty cheap in Marshalls. You can get a couple of books for $10, and they are like hardcover. I love hardcovers because they look like a books, right? So you can write things down and get like 5 or 6. Because then you gotta put your uncomplex your brain, writing things down, right? Like when you try to understand what happened in Iran, and you know, you need to worry about what is happening in your own environment. How do you use your tools at your disposal to uncomplex the things that they are already simple? Does that make sense? I don't know. And I want you to be comfortable, you know, to start on complexing your body and your mind to have positive thoughts every single morning, every single day. And I've been doing that like to for the past 3 years since I had my accident 3 years ago. I've been like positive mental attitude. What do I need to do to get my day better, to finalize what I need to do? I'm on a deadline for my real estate license test, and I've been writing in the book that I've been studying. Passed. I passed. It's easy. It's gonna be an easy test. So I'm like, even other people are like, oh my god, it's hard. So automatically you already feed your subconscious that it's going to be hard. So when you sit in the bloody test, what the first word you're going to think? Oh my god, it's going to be hard. And you're not going to pass. So that's why constant flow of abundance. And the book that I've been reading is Success Through a PMA. PMA stands for positive mental attitude. Your dad didn't know. Your parents didn't, unless your relatives or friends that were Bob Proctor or Tony Robbins or I don't know, Ray Dalio or I don't know, Andrew Carnegie or Ford, you know, and the best, probably the one you might identify as individual is Ford, right? Mr. Ford, when he created the V8 engine, right? And he was with it with his engineers. I want to make the 8-cylinder, the V8, and I want to be this super engine. And this engineer, well, they said, Mr. Ford, basically they told him, this shit is impossible, boss. This stuff is impossible. And you say, and you know what he said? Make it anyway. So he created a complexity that everybody thought was impossible, right? All these engineers, and it's but and until finally, guess what? He did it. So it was possible. And if you read the story about Ford, you know, that dude was, man, all these guys, they're successful. They're like us, you know, oh, no, you cannot do it. No, you're too small. It's impossible. You always the no, which means for them, this complexity, because it is complex in their small mind individuals, right? But when you do a complex, maybe when you're in school in algebra, geometry, and math, it was complex, right, in the beginning, because they don't teach us that. I mean, it's going to put a little bit of work, but it is doable. So they made the complexity simple, right? So we got to get our minds in check and spend more time with ourselves, spend more time with our... you know, with a family, with with a church, with a group, with a team. You guys need to get a team together. You know, since I've been moved to North Carolina, I've been reaching out people, and I've been between the real estate studying and I'm 100% remotely, and the office is right here at the apartment, and man, it's just like let's go. And I'm excited because, again, 3 years over, and someone actually moved into, there's a new people that moved into one of the apartments right across from us, and literally Saturday night and Monday morning, like Sunday morning, about 5:30 in the morning, I had these, or at 5 o'clock, I hear these voices like who in the, it's a Sunday morning, who in the world is yelling? You can even hear it. His guys, they were drunk, and they were like, and they lasted for a long time, and I've been praying even more. It's like you guys, alcohol is poison. So if you're in this age, if you're a drinker, and if you smoke, especially cigarettes, which that's just a disgusting vice, or vape is disgusting. Nobody likes the smell of that poison. You know, I never understood how, I used to smoke cigarettes probably 30 years ago. And I was like, because I love exercise, I always love running. But it was like, man, alcohol, drugs, that it is, all those are basically, all of they're depressants. They are depressants. And smart companies, and I remember when I was in college back, a long, long time ago, and they were talking about the hidden messages that marketing uses. Even cigarette companies, they were advertising cigarettes like, "Oh, you're gonna look important. You're gonna look like..." So people smoke back in, I don't remember, when you can still smoke in the planes. So they bring, and I've been talked about, we've been brainwashed since the day we were born. To get all this uncomplex, we got to retrain ourselves. We got to read books, because even these people, they're trying to even eliminate books. They want to try to do everything digital. So which means the old teachings, all the old books, they're trying to eliminate that information to start programming us to become as they want us to become. That's why all these problems that happen in the world, because we have lost the contact of what is important for us as humans. Does that make sense? Man, I'm excited. So this week, try to uncomplex your life, man. Do more yoga, meditation. Read more, actually, books. Or books about how the world was created. You know, the Egyptians knew more math than the guys today. You know, Pythagoras, all these guys, they were, you know, Isaac Newton, these guys were smart. Because they didn't have distractions, so they understood, like painters, you know. Like, you know, like you see the big painters like Picasso's and you know, the Matisse, the Renoir's, whatever. These guys have, because they spend decades without distractions. That's why they, you know, became less complex as it is. So this week, try to make yourself, your life easier. Make sure to take a shower. Make sure to go take plenty of walks, man. Like literally in North Carolina, is you know, weather is getting better, right? You know, I came from Ohio, so they don't have any winter. I mean, they do have winter. So right now, you know, we have like 80 degrees, so you can have plenty of walks and sun. And today we're excited because we're going to this cryotherapy and the red sauna and hot yoga. This is so, and me and my wife were talking because they have memberships, right? And you know, it's in cheap. So I told my wife yesterday, so look, by the time when you factor what a hospital bill is going to cost you not to invest in your body, like LeBron James, all these athletes, they say LeBron James spent over $2 million in his body. That's why these guys are going to be aging when they're 80, 90. They're going to feel like they're 50. And we're going to talk about later on about that, my experience today on the cryotherapy. Man, I'm so excited. The complex factor is simple. When you are aware of who you are and can take day, I mean, it took me almost a lot of years to pretty much having that sense of where I'm going, my actual mission, and one of my the first thing I do is creating a new circle of people, eliminate moving to another city, moving to another. I mean, for us that we moved to from another country. I'm telling you, you got to change everything. You got to change your behaviors. You got to change everything that is not giving you 100% state of mind. You got to eliminate. You got to eliminate. You got to eliminate everything that is not in sync with your vision, with your own understanding. You know, that's why I do a lot of runs, a lot of walks, because I'm like, it's just like, I'm focused. There's nothing comes into my mind when I go for a run, when I go for a walk. Because what's happening is just like, is that my mind is absolute clear. My mind is absolute clear on everything. And it's not easy. Like meditate and breathing exercises. Have a good afternoon. Have a good day. You can follow me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue, and YouTube and at Unbreakable Rogue. And just have fun today. Uncomplex your life, man. Because you know, you only have one, man. Let's go. Let's go. And by the way, today's the last day to file your taxes. If you haven't done so, just press and go. Man, positive mental attitude. Positive energy, positive encouragement. Do some yoga, some Tai Chi, some breathing exercises. And let's go, man. The planet loves you. The planet wants you to be here. God wants you to be here. God, you are not, we're not done what we need to do. Let's go.